Coming up, the Devils and Golden Knights battle back for overtime wins. This is Locked On Game to Game, NHL.
Every game, every team, every angle. Locked On Game to Game, your team every day.
Welcome in. You are listening to Locked On Game to Game NHL. Local experts join us to go over the biggest stories on the ice. I'm your host, Kanani Stevens. Thank you so much for making Locked On your first listen every weekday. Vegas got two third period goals to force overtime. Then they took care of business against Calgary to get the 2 points. Locked On Flames and Locked On Golden Knights are in to give us the full breakdown.
And just like that, the Calgary Flames blow a 3-1 lead against the Vegas Golden Knights. But on the bright side, they earned their first ever point against the Vegas Golden Knights in Vegas. So, hello everyone, it's Jess Belmaster from Locked On Flames, and tonight was quite the night. Jacob Pelletier had his second multi-point career game back-to-back, and it was another big night for Backlund and Jonathan Huberdeau. So it's nice to see, but it would be kind of nicer to see if the Flames could actually win a game. It's nothing we haven't said before, and I just don't think it's anyone but Daryl Sutter at this point. So that's that, and maybe we'll reevaluate things once the season's over.
Good evening, everybody. The Vegas Golden Knights win a wacky one. Chris Golic here, Locked On Vegas Golden Knights. Not a good start, not a good second period, didn't look good, and then they come back, and then they kick and scratch and claw. Then Jack Eichel gets a power play goal. Wouldn't you know it, it goes to overtime, and Petro, I'm saying it like the ESPN people. Petrangelo, so bad. Petrangelo gets the game winner after Marchessault hits one off of the crossbar. All love for the Vegas Golden Knights. They found a way to get there. They are still undefeated in regulation since the All-Star break. Again, this team is turning a corner. Folks, for everything Vegas Golden Knights hockey, please check out the Locked On Vegas Golden Knights podcast, anywhere you find your podcast. Your team every day.
Detroit stays red hot with a win over the Rangers last night. Locked On Red Wings is here to go over the seventh win for Detroit in their last eight games.
The Detroit Red Wings beat the New York Rangers at home 4-1. Thanks to Andrew Kopp's goal and two assists, most definitely the best game he has had as a Detroit Red Wing thus far this season. And now the Red Wings have won seven of their last eight games and have climbed all the way back to tied for second wild card spot in the Eastern Conference with the Florida Panthers at 62 points. This is a Red Wings team that is rolling and honestly doesn't show any signs of slowing down. The second line for the Red Wings looked as best as it has all season long. Ville Husso again putting the team on his back, making some clutch saves at big moments. Big save on Adam Fox that would have made it 2-2. They go back down the ice and they score. Philip Zadina continues to build confidence after coming back from a broken leg. He scored a goal in this one, ended up being the game winner. So many good things that came out of this game that we'll talk about. And of course, the cross-checking controversy that continues to be the gift that just keeps on giving. So stay tuned to the Friday episode of Locked On Red Wings.
A poor showing for San Jose allowed Nashville to get back to what they do best. Locked On Predators and Locked On Sharks give us the winning and losing sides.
Nino Niederreiter and Mikhail Granlund both score two goals, and Matt Duchene collected three assists in Nashville's 6-2 win tonight over the San Jose Sharks. Hi, everyone. I'm Ann Kimmel from Locked On Predators. Head coach John Hines put together some creative forward combinations as the Preds are still without Philip Forsberg, and as word came down today that Ryan Johansson will miss approximately 12 weeks after having surgery yesterday. Tonight, the line of Mikhail Granlund, Cody Glass, and Phil Tomasino showed off their speed. They generated two goals and perhaps reinvigorated Mikhail Granlund's offensive game. Granlund's former line mate Matt Duchene played with Nino Niederreiter and young Tommy Novak, and the three of them combined for three goals. While San Jose may not be the toughest opponent in the league right now, especially with their star Timo Meier sitting out of the lineup, this game was a good confidence boost for the Predators, who scored two power play goals and recorded a shorthanded goal. The downside, another forward went down to injury tonight. Juuso Parsonen fell awkwardly in the second period and did not return to the game. What that may mean for a team already dealing with enough forward injuries remains to be seen, as we'll wait for an update on his condition tomorrow. Tonight, the Predators are just thankful to have earned 2 points as they try to climb their way back into the West's wild card conversation.
The listless Sharks get smashed by Nashville. I'm JD Young of Locked On Sharks, and the Sharks fall 6-2 to Nashville Predators in a game where the Preds outclass the Sharks in every facet of the game. The Sharks were easily one of the sloppiest games of the season from the Sharks. The only real highlights for San Jose was Martin Kaut scored his first goal in teal at his second game in San Jose. And Nico Sturm had a shorthanded goal. Other than that, the Sharks look lost. They look frustrated and they look disorganized in this entire affair against the Preds, as they let Nashville just basically do whatever they want in this game. Nashville didn't really have to try that hard, it felt like, and they put up 6 goals. So have a full recap of this game. Talk about the latest trade rumors on your next episode of Locked On Sharks, wherever you get podcasts. And of course, watch on YouTube as well.
Coming up, the Edmonton offense scores 7 goals. This is Locked On Game to Game, NHL. Today's edition of Locked On Game to Game is brought to you by Built Bar, the best tasting protein bars on the market. They are probably that delicious because they are made with 100% real chocolate, and they come in dozens of different flavors. While they are high in protein, they're low in fat, low in sugar, and low in carbs. And while you can get them at Built.com always, you can now get them at Walmart and Sam's Club as well. So tons of different options for you to try them out. Try them. Trust me, you'll love it. Welcome back to Locked On Game to Game NHL. I'm your host, Kainani Stevens. Thank you once again for making Locked On your first listen every weekday. A touchdown's worth of goals for Edmonton last night. 4 points coming from Connor McDavid. Locked On Oilers is in to go for the victory over Pittsburgh.
The Oilers hammer the Pens in Steel City as Edmonton sweeps through Pennsylvania. Hi, my name is Brett Holden from Locked On Oilers, and not only do the Oilers beat Philadelphia, but they hammer the Pittsburgh Penguins to win both games in Pennsylvania as the Oilers win this one 7-2. Chris Letang getting the scoring started in this one only 1:05 in, and after that, it was all Oilers. Connor McDavid getting the scoring started for the Oilers as he scores a career high 45th goal, but he wasn't done there. He then scored a penalty shot to wrap it up for the Oilers' 7th goal of the game. He now has 109 points on the season. Those are video game numbers. Speaking of video game numbers, how about former first overall pick Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, who also chipped in with a goal and an assist in this one as he gets career point number 600 against the Pens, the same team he scored his first NHL point against. Leon Draisaitl also getting in on the action as he bats one out of thin air for another power play goal. He keeps continuing to lead the league in power play goals. He also chipped in with an assist, and those are the usual suspects, but it wasn't just them. Warren Fogle, Devin Shore, and Kyler Yamamoto all getting goals in this one. It was Devin Shore's first goal in 41 games. However, it was the flip for Warren Fogle. This is his third goal in 3 games for Fogle. Either way, the Edmonton Oilers walk away with another win as Stuart Skinner backstops 22 saves on 24 shots. The Edmonton Oilers improve to 32-19-8 and 11-1-5 in the last 17 games. The Edmonton Oilers look to improve on those two records as they head to Columbus for another matinee 10:30 a.m. puck drop in Columbus, Ohio.
A hot start from Minnesota helped them get it done against Columbus last night. Locked On Wild details the shutout victory.
2 early goals and Marc-Andre Fleury was enough for the Wild tonight. Hey everybody, Seth Topal, host of Locked On Wild, your daily Minnesota Wild podcast, recapping a 2-0 win for the Minnesota Wild over Columbus this evening. The Wilds got 2 early goals in the first period from Brandon Duhame and also from Kirill Kaprizov, and that was enough for Marc-Andre Fleury tonight as he records the shutout with 30 saves on 30 shots. And for the Minnesota Wild, an early lead is something that has been hard to come by for them so far this season, according to Michael Russo. The Wild's two first period goals tonight is the same number that they had in the last 17 first periods. Nine of those 17 were scoreless first periods for the Wild. So an early lead is key here tonight. For more on the Minnesota Wild, make sure you're following Locked on Wild wherever you listen to your podcasts.
LA blew a late lead on the road as the Devils got the overtime win. Locked on Kings talks over what went wrong late.
The LA Kings put up a good fight in New Jersey, but have to feel like they let one slip away. Hi, I'm Eddie Garcia with the Locked on LA Kings podcast. The Kings played game two of their five-game road trip, taking on likely their toughest test in the New Jersey Devils, one of the top teams in the East and in the NHL. And things started off great for LA with a pair of goals in the opening period, one from Captain Andre Kopitar, his 20th, the other from Victor Arvidsson, his 17th. But the Devils would score the next two, one in the second, one in the third. But LA would reclaim the lead late. Andre Kopitar, a great feed to defenseman Sean Durzi. Kings had a 3-2 lead with less than 5 minutes to play. But in the final minutes, with the extra attacker, New Jersey would tie it up with just 39 seconds left and then win it in overtime. Final, Devils 4, Kings 3. Phoenix Copley took the loss in net for LA, allowing four goals on 32 shots. The only good news to come out of this hard-fought loss was the Kings did pick up a point that should at least help them a little bit in the very tight Pacific Division race for a playoff berth. But it felt like it should have been 2 points instead of one. We'll have a full recap of the overtime loss to the Devils on Friday's show. For more, check out Locked on LA Kings wherever you get your podcasts, your team every day.
Ovechkin back on the ice, but the Capitals' woes continue. The Ducks getting a rare win. Locked on Capitals and Locked on Ducks are in with the recap.
Capitals fall to the Anaheim Ducks by a score of 4-2. Hi, this is Dan Holme of Locked On Capitals. Well, this was a rough night for the Caps as they dropped their sixth game in a row. The Caps offense was humming along pretty well. It was ultimately that they just ran into a brick wall in net in Anaheim and Gibson as he saved 41 of 43 shots. This was a game that saw the return of Alex Ovechkin to the game, and it did help to energize the Capitals to an extent. You also saw a fight by Tom Wilson and Dylan Mikelrath, both who won their fight, so that was good news. The loss was just doubled by the fact that earlier in the evening, the Capitals lost two huge pieces, Dmitry Orlov and Garnet Hathaway. They ended up getting Craig Smith in return for some draft picks as well. So it does definitely indicate that the Capitals are in a rebuild mode and they will be sellers at the deadline. But a kind of a sad moment, I got to say, as a Capitals fan, as I have followed Dmitry Orlov's career, his entire career, to see him move on to another team is a bit sad, I got to say. Same thing goes for Garnet Hathaway, just a really tough guy on the team and just was integral in helping the team through some of their better years. So I'll have more on this for you tomorrow on Locked On Capitals, your team every day.
The Ducks get their first regulation win of the month. Oh, wait, that can't possibly be right, can it? First regulation win this month. Would you believe that? Hi, everyone. Jason JD Hernandez here from Locked On Anaheim Ducks. As the Ducks were victorious at Washington 4-2, and this was Alex Ovechkin's first game back since the untimely death of his father. Despite all of that, the Ducks managed to get four goals despite allowing 43 shots on the Capitals. John Gibson was brilliant on this game. And hey, also Troy Terry's first game back. He got a weird goal that kind of squeaked by right off the glove, kind of went under a defenseman. But hey, it counts, right? Although the Ducks did win, Columbus lost. So the Ducks are no longer the worst team in the NHL as of right now. Is this what we want? I mean, the Ducks still want to get Connor Bedard, right? Well, I'll talk about that on the Friday edition of Locked On Anaheim Ducks.
That will do it for this edition of Locked On Game to Game NHL. Thank you so much for making Locked On your first listen every weekday. Make sure you're subscribed to Locked On NHL and your favorite team's Locked On podcast on YouTube and wherever else you get your podcasts from. I'm Kanani Stevens. This has been Locked On Game to Game.